Hi, everybody. This is Empress Constance doing another episode of the Candid Chat. And tonight, I am very tickled pink to have not just one of the ladies of LDW Enchantress, but two. I have Miss Gemma and Miss Sloan with me. And my, oh my, the things we're going to talk about. It might involve a little humiliation, a little teasing. You're just going to have to continue listening to find out. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good evening, Miss Constance, and hello, Miss Sloan.
Hi there, Mistress Gemma. Hey, Miss Constance. How you been?
Fantastic. This is a lovely, hot evening in Florida, and you guys are making it hotter by being with me.
We try.
We were going to discuss some things. Miss Gemma, I believe you're known around LDW as being, what, the tease mistress?
Well, I have been told I'm the tease queen, but I'm not so sure about that title. Although, I do look good in a tiara.
Well, you're very good at teasing the boys now, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I love teasing the boys. I have, oh yeah, yeah, that would be my favorite pastime, especially when I can get them on cam and I can watch.
Ooh, watching, that's something we all like doing. And Miss Sloan, do you enjoy a bit of humiliation?
Well, you know, it's kind of like what everybody says, small cocks are nature's funny men. I mean, have you seen one lately that you didn't look at and laugh? You know, it's just my thing.
Miss Sloan, you're right. Because, you know, in our world, you know, small cocks are kind of like the midgets of the world. I mean, I don't care how bad your day is. If you walk down the street and you see one, you're just plain going to giggle.
That's kind of true. It's kind of like a car wreck. You can't look away.
I've never seen a small cock that I don't giggle at.
I don't know about you ladies, but I don't walk down the street and see very many dicks sticking out. It's when you get them in those intimate situations that you finally see just how little they are.
Yes. My adorable little yard gnomes.
Oh, that's right. I haven't heard about them lately. How are they doing?
Well, they're not doing too bad. I mean, oh, you didn't know, did you? I'll bet our little mutual yard gnomes haven't told you that they were good boys for St. Patty's Day and sent me pictures of their little shillelaghs.
Oh, they did. Oh, my goodness. Did they paint them green the whole bit?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm trying not to choke. You caught me at a bad moment.
Okay. You got to let everybody else in on the little yard gnomes. What are these? We don't know what they are.
Oh, the little yard. Those are what I call my, you know, my small penis guys, you know, the little dude. Yeah, they're my little yard gnomes. I mean, come on, when they get hard, the only thing missing is that cute little red pointed hat.
Oh, my goodness. Now, there's
my
an
little
image you can't burn out of your mind.
So, yes, they're my little yard gnomes, and on St. Patty's Day, you know, their job is to send, you know, paint their little shillelaghs green and send me pictures of their, you know, pathetic little shamrocks.
Oh, nice. I've had the fellows of the Empire send me little green dick pictures before, but some of them were kind of big, so it wasn't about little, it was just about if you do
green.
If you do the green, I forget what I gave them. Maybe I gave them a call for it. I don't know, but I have a few of them. Isn't it funny, like, we get pictures from guys, and I'm sure you ladies get the little wee-wee pictures, and we save them. I mean, maybe they're not surprised, but maybe some of you are. We save them. At least I do.
Oh, yeah.
I put them in a special folder for the little pee-pee guys, and every once in a while, I'll be going through pictures, and all of a sudden, up pops a little dicklet, and I'm like, oh, I remember him.
But
not only do we get the laugh during sessions, but then afterwards, you're still bringing us pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps giving. too bad they're not getting any, though. Oh, my goodness. But what about the pots of gold, Mistress Gemma? You haven't mentioned that part.
Oh, my little pot of gold. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, I fully intend to chase down my little pot of gold, my little leprechaun. He is, I'm going to catch him yet one of these years. He is one of the boys that he is rather elusive. And I call him my little leprechaun because he keeps offering me this. He keeps offering me that. So he's that bad little leprechaun with my pot of gold that I have to chase around. I'm going to catch him.
Uh-huh. Just send me his lucky charms then.
Sounds like fun to me.
As if you can't tell, yes, Mistress Jim and I talk quite often. And unfortunately, we'll forget, because we are such good friends, that there's a lot of inside jokes that, you know, we'll say to each other and then go, oh, wait, you know, and we'll have to stop and clarify.
Oh, yeah. You know,
we talk so often.
I think the boys would actually be excited to know that the two of you talk so often and have such great rapport.
Well, we do. In fact, Mistress Gemma, go ahead. Just tell them how we how we met.
You know what? The way we met, the way we met was, how do I describe it, other than delicious? Oh, by the way,
kind.
I still have your bells.
I knew you took them. You bitch.
Uh-huh.
How could you do that?
You got to come and fetch them now.
You stole my lucky charms, it sounds like.
Yes, I stole Miss Sloan's nipple clamps with bells on them because I could.
Oh, my. Well, why don't you just tell the whole world? Thank you. So, as you can tell, we do chat often.
How did you steal the nipple clamps, Miss Gemma?
Well,
go ahead. You've said everything else.
You could say I just kind of, waited for exactly the right moment and just kind of.
Oh, you lie.
Pulled
she
them
yanked
off.
Them off with her teeth.
I did. I yanked them off. I yanked them off with my teeth.
You sure did.
Oh,
I mean, talk about a rude awakening. I only slept past 9 a.m. I mean, come on.
Mm-mm.
That's how you woke me up.
You were late.
You definitely wake up that way.
I can't even begin to imagine what you would have looked like when she woke you up that way.
Yeah, that was not a pretty moment. I've got a lot of them. That was not one.
I don't know. I found it quite interesting.
It's because you like screaming harlots with her hair standing on end. You ornery thing.
I know. It's terrible. Here is, oh, man, the guys are just going to die when they find that out. You know that, right?
Well, we've kept it a secret for how long now? It's been, a year?
Yeah, that I play with Miss Sloan, and Miss Sloan is, I like Miss Sloan on the bottom.
You like me on the top, too. Don't lie.
Oh, hell, I like you anyway. I get you. That's beside the point.
Yeah, but, the best part is when you and I go cock shopping, because at least we know we're bringing home a big one.
That's true. I mean,
you tell, ladies, you have to tell about cock shopping, please.
Oh, you've been on cock shopping safari, haven't you? It's always interesting. You see your little ones. Those are your wildebeest because they have no idea what they're doing out there. That's your small cocks. You leave them alone.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the minnows. Just throw them back.
Yeah, they're just bait.
Oh, but the best ones, I think, I don't know about you, Gemma, but trying to find the ones that actually have a large cock versus the ones that pad their crotch, that can be a lot of fun, depending on how playful you are.
That's true. That's definitely true.
The lap. I usually can tell then.
You shop for them. You go out to clubs together.
Mm-hmm. And we shop for cocks, yeah.
Okay, so describe for me, since you guys have opened the door so nicely for all this, spilling your secrets, which, by the way, thanks for spilling them with me. Yay. Describe for me what it would be like an evening with the two of you shopping for cocks. You arrive at a bar and take it from there, ladies.
Take it away, Gemma. Tell her our strategy.
Okay, well, we arrive at the bar, and I would typically, I position myself at one end of the bar, and Ms. Sloan will be at the other end of the bar. So we end up splitting up. The advantage to that is that slowly but surely over time, she starts out at one end, I start out at the other, and we just kind of start working our way toward the middle down the bar, because every time we move close to a guy, you know, we're shopping, and we'll, like, send notes back and forth down at the end of the bar going, nah, this is, you know, a yard gnome.
That's true. But, I mean, you'd swear that we hit the lottery if we do find a big one, because you're going to hear us yell all the way across the bar, woohoo, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Oh, yeah. And then, like he had any chance in the first place, because the bottom line is, you know, it takes all of about 30 seconds for the two of us to be, you know, one on either side and, you know, a naughty little gleam in our eye going, guess what?
That's true.
We found a new toy.
That's very true.
I can guarantee you that everybody listening to this right now wishes they were one of the men in the bar. And just hoping, especially, you know, Sloan, your dear sweet Alice Wonder. I mean, he's got to be sitting here listening to this right now. Yes, Alice, I'm calling you out. and thinking, God, if only I could be that man that was big enough for them. Because as much as we adore Alice, or for me personally, as much as I adore Alice, he knows that he, you know, just doesn't fit my size queen standards. So I can just hear him right now like, oh, I wish it was me. And Gemma, probably Bookie for you.
Oh, yeah, my little Bookie Wookie.
Yeah,
you know,
he probably is listening right now wishing that he's the man that's in the bar.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I mean, we don't, in truth, okay, I mean, let's get real. We all know the truth of it, and that is that those big cocks are far more rare than our little minnows.
Well, yeah. Actually, it's your great white whale. It's kind of
hard.
Yeah.
I know.
I've got to be honest with you ladies. I've really been quite lucky in the big cock department.
Okay, we're coming to visit your ass.
I'll
show you how to play ping pong with the little minnows, though.
Okay, deal. You come see me. I'll introduce you to some big cocks. And you teach me how to play ping pong with the minnows. I mean, of course, I obviously there's far more men with cocks under, you know, 7.5 inches, 8 inches, than there are men with them. But for some reason, I don't know if it's something in the water or the beer or whatever it is, but in my circle of friends, I've had the occasion to date friends of a friend, you know, over the last few years, and I fucked out. I've gotten, now, mind you, I wouldn't date somebody with a smaller penis, but when I do my penis check and turn them on and get them hard to decide whether or not it's even worth going any further, I've been really lucky.
Mm.
We need to go where she goes.
yeah, I know. We do. I mean, I've always had luck when it comes to, you know, I mean, well, we all know that we're picky. And that we really do know that, you know, 12 inches is, you know, not on a ruler, honey.
Maybe it's just they grow them bigger in the South. You know, sun shines more.
I don't know if it's that they grow them bigger in the South or if it's that, you know, I mean, I love it when I go home. Because I'm going to tell you right now, yeah. There's a reason that Apache women were very protective of their men.
Are you telling me Apache men are hung like horses or what?
Oh, honey, they're hung like buffalo.
She's
Tonka,
not kidding.
Baby. A Tonka.
Mm-mm-mm. love that. Love that.
Yeah, she that tribe really got lucky. Great Spirit really enjoys them. It just makes me get upset. Being Irish, I kind of got, that sucks.
I have never met a hung Irish man.
No, I don't think they exist.
I've never met a hung Mexican man, a hung Irish man, and or a hung Asian man. Sorry, I don't mean to.
You know what? I hate to say it, but, you know, there's no such thing as a hung Jewish man either.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
I was going to say, wait a second.
I have a good friend of mine.
Really?
Who is Jewish and quite
okay, maybe it's just
that
the
area.
Jewish accountants.
Well, when you look at numbers all day, you can't help but be inadequate. I mean, come on. I think it's a shrinkage factor. That's all.
I think so.
Now, what do you think about growers versus showers, ladies?
Growers versus showers.
Have you ever been pleasantly surprised where you know, saw a guy naked and went, oh, my God, he's a gnome. and then only to be surprised by him just increasingly growing in width and length. And, you know, you're like, oh, okay then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a term for those guys. I have a term for all guys. But, yeah, I have a term for those guys. Yeah, they're my Christmas package.
Oh, Christmas
that's
package.
Cool.
That's a nice way of putting it, huh, Miss Moat?
It is. It's a lot more eloquent than I was going to say. I'll leave it at that. She's right.
Oh, now you got to tell me what you were going to say. Come on.
Oh. It's the ones that look like kill buses because they're uncut. They tend to surprise you.
I'm not a fan of the uncut penis.
Oh, but I am because they usually do surprise you nicely. Now, I've been unpleasantly surprised, and that didn't end well for either of us, actually. But aside from that fact.
Hey, I know a black man who only had the 2-inch cock, so talk about
really
unheard things. You know?
Oh, my
God. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I thought you were a sure thing, you know?
Exactly.
Like, oh.
Hey, can I have my money back? I mean, this is no guarantee here.
We're just blowing the crap out of all of our stereotypes, aren't we? It's like, you know,
yeah,
no guarantees.
And
the bottom line is, boys, you just got to drop them and prove it.
Exactly.
Don't show me.
Yeah, if you're working with something, I want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna, you know, guys that walk around talking about that they have a big dick and stuff, I always call them on it.
Mm-hmm.
I always call them on it. Really? Let me see it right now. I don't care where I am. Let me see it right now. Because if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. Let's see it.
You know, I did that once, and yeah, I ended up with a big old dent in the hood of my car.
Wow.
Well, I was hanging out with some friends who just happened to be Special Forces guys, and they had been playing catch with me over the pool table. And one of the guys was, we were outside next to my car, and we were talking about, you know, how big they were and how, you know, they're all like, you know, doing the, oh, I can crush a beer can on my forehead crap, you know. And this one guy's like, you know, yeah, well, I think I got the biggest dick you've ever seen. And I'm like, fucking prove it. And one of the other guys goes, bite me, and then whipped it out. And
the force was strong with that one, huh?
Ooh. Yes.
Sounds like it.
And, the next thing I know, I hear this, oh, my fucking God, and my friend's hand is just slammed down on the hood of my car and dented my car, and I went, hey, wait a minute. Nah, never mind. The car's replaceable. That motherfucking thing. Mm-mm, no, that's not replaceable.
I bet there's not a few guys out there, you know, my special panty sluts, that wouldn't mind getting a dent in their forehead that way either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They would love that.
Wouldn't you just love to have one of, you know, your little sissy sluts on their knees and present them with a huge cock like that, just to see the look in their eyes? It would just be delightful to see the look in their eyes. I think some might just come in their panties. I think some would probably faint, quite honestly.
Oh, yeah.
They would all.
I'm pretty sure that any way that you do it, you need to make sure that you go out and you get an old Twister game, because you have them sit down on the Twister game. That way you're not cleaning any messes up off the floor, honey. You just pick up the little mat and go rinse it off, and here you go. You can have it back now.
See, I'd be more like, honey, I'm home, and I got you a great big surprise. That's more me, but yeah.
Now, see, I wouldn't stop there.
Oh, no, I'd have a videotape running. I just want that look of, oh, dear God, that's not going to fit.
Do what with that?
Oh, exactly.
And see, after they get past all of that, you know, you want me to do what with that? What?
Mm-hmm.
Be about the time I look at them and go, now you and I both know you want that. You want that in the worst way. And guess what?
That brings up such a good topic, too, honestly.
Yeah, because I'm going to tease your ass with it and then deny you it.
See, and to me, and this is just my opinion only, that's all it is, there are clients that will ask for coercion. And to me, that's such a nasty word for simply showing them what it is that they really want and then telling them it's okay to have it. You know, it's to me, I've never, that's my thing, is I just simply let them have it.
You know, I get a little turned on by the whole coercion thing myself, though.
Well, and it's
true.
I'm
like, oh, yeah,
I mean,
you want me to make you? Okay. I'm
and
making
I'm
you.
Good
like,
with that.
You know, it's like.
But it's the ones that seem to think it's dirty. It's not. It's one of the most erotic things.
I know, it is. And it's like, you know, I've coined this phrase a couple of times, and I'm probably, it's probably going to be one of the ones that sticks with me for the rest of my life, not just here, but in real life, things like coercion, extended tease and denial. You know, to me, that, honey, that's mental foreplay. Bring it on.
Oh, that's right. You like the mind games just as much as
I. Yeah, I do. I mean, there is nothing like the look on someone's face when you offer them the one thing that they want, and then don't let them play with it.
Isn't it nice when they beg? And they do.
I know. We are.
There's nothing much better. We're bad.
But we're so good at it.
We make a hell of a team, really. We need to start doing more to Mistress Calls.
We do. The problem is, sweetheart.
Yeah,
is,
I'm day and you're night.
Yeah.
Well, do both of you ladies take appointments? Do you take appointments outside of your normal hours? And
oh, yeah.
If somebody wanted to talk to both of you, could they get in touch with you to arrange that?
Oh, yes. They could definitely get in touch with us to make arrangements for that. I would make sure that I opened something up in my schedule to be able to have a two-mistress call with Miss Sloan.
Oh, yeah. You know, because Mistress Gemma is at night, it actually is easier for me to work with her schedule if there were a call for a two-mistress appointment, because that's something where I can literally just pick up at the spur of the moment. Daytime, that's a little bit rougher. But then again, most of our guys are in the office trying not to be naughty anyway. good luck with that.
So if somebody's interested in speaking to the two of you, I would recommend that they send an email to both of you, copy both of you on it. It's Gemma@EnchantrixEmpire.com and Sloan@EnchantrixEmpire.com, and see if you can arrange with the ladies to get with them. I'm telling you, just from talking to you guys together, for this amount of time, I can see how much fun it would be for those naughty boys on the phone with the two of you.
Well, playing ping pong the slut, wherever that slut lands, that's anybody's guess.
Oh, yeah, that's our favorite game, ping pong the slut.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't stand a chance. They really don't. But they like that.
They don't. Because the bad part is that we're both capable of, for lack of a better term, you know, kind of switching. I'm fully capable of being sweet and sensual and nice, and so is Miss Sloan. And then we're also both capable of, you know, turning around and, well, I'm just, honey,
it's harder for you to be nice. I was raised in the South, so I'm kind of used to it, and it just helps me kind of tenderize my meat before I bite it, actually.
Oh, yeah.
It really does work. So, see, that's how we play things. Mistress Gemma will draw them in. And it's funny how when you get somebody talking, they'll tell you a lot of different things, none of which they ever suspect will be used to humiliate them when I come in. They never see it coming.
Nope, they don't. And that's the best part. We sneak up on you.
But you're both, you don't strictly just do humiliation, correct?
Oh, no.
Goodness, no.
No, we do, I mean, I do, of course, I love my teasing, you know, I love to tease and deny, you know, and I think the biggest thing for me is they're like, you know, well, what all do you do? Honey, the better question to ask is what don't I do? Okay? Because if I can find a way to use one of your kinks to deny you or to tease you with, I don't, you know, I'll stand there with the crop and wave it in front of your face and go, yeah, now you're going to fucking beg me to give you CBT because that's what you fucking want. So, you know, if I can find a way to use your kink to tease, yeah, I'm going to.
Nice. And Miss Sloan, you also are pretty well-rounded, mistress.
I am. There's very few things that I don't prefer to do. Again, the list is much shorter than the things that I do like. But I will, and I always say this, I only do calls that I've had real-life experience with. Because in my case, if I haven't had any real-life experience with it, and I'm excluding fantasies, guys, so just chill out. But if there's something like war, for one thing, I haven't had a lot of experience with that, even with the fantasy end. I'm going to sound like a dumbass, and I prefer not to.
Mm.
So I just center on the things that I do have real-life experience with. It does come through.
That's good to know. Good to know. I'm of the same mind. Obviously, I don't really have any personal giantess experience. So, and I didn't really have a lot of chastity experience, but these are things that I have come to know, love, and enjoy now that I've been doing this for a while. Let me ask you about this when it comes to humiliation, though. So you have a client that you've been speaking to, and you're, you know, for all intents and purposes, your friend. You have basic sessions, maybe they're guided masturbation, really more to the vanilla side of things. And he suddenly comes to you and wants you to humiliate him. Can you do it?
Oh, hell yeah.
That is a harder switch for me.
See, now, I personally, I cannot do it. I've even told when certain clients have come to me for that and said, you know, I want you, could you do more humiliation to me? And I said, well, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if you want me to call you like a horny little stroker and we're friends, I'm good with that. But I can't really brutally humiliate, you know, because that's what the person, you know, typically what they want. They want to go to that place. I can't do it. And I usually say, I can't do it, but I would recommend this lady, that lady, this lady. Because I can't, for me, I'm not saying that if you're my cuckold, you can't be my chastity slave. You can't be my, you know, masturbation pet or whatever. There's just something about when you do basic friendly calls, you have long conversations with them,
mm-hmm.
the little guided masturbation, I somehow can't flip that switch to humiliate them like I can somebody who calls me.
And you know, that's exactly what they want and that's what they've always wanted. And
right.
It's hard to switch gears. It's one that I will hesitate on.
I think for me, you know, the reason I say hell yeah is more than anything, simply because I want to give, you know, if I am friends with them, you know, if I'm on friendly terms and, you know, and all of a sudden they switch gears, to me, that tells me that I have reached a level with them that is an earmark. It's a, you know, to me, that, you know, that's, they've done this, you know, calm, vanilla kind of, and all of a sudden now they're jumping. Well, that tells me that the reason they were doing the calm and vanilla before was because they had to reach a trust level. So to me, that's an honor.
I can see your point.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a very good point in that. I guess for me, I worry that once you flip that switch, you can't go back, and that perhaps, you know, because I can be quite cruel when it comes to humiliation. I mean, I have made people cry. I have been mean to them, mostly at their request. I'm not going to lie to say it wasn't fun for me, too, at some level. But I'm afraid that I will push that button too far, and then they'll really be like, all this time, that's what she thought of me. All the, you know, I don't want...
That's very
I know
true
it sounds
too.
A little bit silly.
No,
no,
that's kind of what I've struggled with. And I will, you know, I will usually say, I will try it. And I will say, look, if this is going in the direction you don't want it to go, I've said something that isn't a turn on, you know, anything like this, you've got to let me know. And then I'm going to do my best to find the person that's the best fit for you. I'd rather not lose that element that is in play, that trust, so to speak.
And see, one of the things that I do is that because I have had a couple of them do that, where, you know, it's like this nice calm, and then all of a sudden, boom, we've just jumped to high gear. I've had clients do that where, you know, we just jumped to high gear from, you know, basically being vanilla. And one of the things that I do is I, you know, at that moment, I will stop and say, okay, now we're about to have a serious conversation because this is how this is going to work. And I set up parameters. There's a code that this is when we are going to begin this humiliation session. And here's the code, here's the final word, final phrase, whatever, that tells you or that you are going to tell me that we are now ending it. So there, it stays within a clear set of parameters. Mm-hmm. So that the friendship in the other part doesn't have to be messed with, for lack of a better term.
Good advice. It's a good way of thinking about it. I'll probably think a little bit more about it, and maybe instead of just saying, you know, no, I'm not sure I'm with it, maybe a bit more communication with myself and them to make sure we hammer out all the details and, you know, okay, this is how I am. Are you sure you want? Are you really sure you want to go there? Are you sure you're going to be able? You know, I want to make sure that they're going to be able to handle. Because I, you know,
exactly. You know, and to me, I don't think it's really any different than, you know, than you know, when I go down to, you know, the LA club in Chicago and I go to the dungeon. You know, yeah, there's going to be a submissive there that I'm going to be like, ooh, I want to play with this one. You know, and typically there's going to be this general, oh, this is what I want. Well, you know what? Just like in real life, honey, that's awfully broad because we need to narrow it down and there need to be parameters so that I'm not stepping on a boundary that you have that I don't know about.
Well, and that's something, if you think about it, it sounds actually quite tedious to both parties included. It really does, this extra communication. But you got to think, the one thing that LDW especially has is when you do call, of course, you have the complete anonymity.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you're limited to the phone only, while you can hear someone's tone, it may not match what they're actually thinking. And sometimes you do want to at least try to take a little extra step before you play. That way, you know, even if it doesn't go the right way, at least both people know. You can miss
exactly
so much just, you know, relying on the phone.
Right.
You know, I could be talking to you now and doing jumping jacks. That's, you know.
I would like to think that you'd be a little out of breath at least.
Well, yeah.
But it's good for those out there listening to know that, yes, absolutely, we will go the extra mile to communicate it. And it always helps. The more information you can give us about what you enjoy, whether it's humiliation, you know, there's so many brands of humiliation.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And you know, it's one of the things that I fell in love with when it came to LDW, which is why I'm still here, which is why I'm probably going to be here. I don't know. I don't picture me leaving anytime soon because I love it here, is the fact that we do hold ourselves to high standards. We do, in fact, all of our, as far as I am concerned, all of our callers are treated as if they are real life in front of me. This, you know, this is real, and not as if, you know, I mean, I take just as much care with my callers as I do with my real life submissives.
And that's another tricky subject right there. How do you inject fantasy, trying to include all the senses or at least get them exactly what they're looking for when you're limited to the phone, you see?
Yeah,
that's a challenge, though, and I love it. It never ends.
That's where the imagination and the mental comes in on our parts and theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what we do, of course, it gives you physical pleasure or pain, as the case may be. but we really get in touch with the mind. We're using our minds. We're touching. We're doing those sensory spots. You know, the senses in little spots in their minds. And if you can achieve that, and I think we have a very big group of ladies, a little, you know, like it's like the pot of gold at the end of the submissive rainbow when you come to our site, Miss Emma. Let's refer back to that. You know,
yeah.
It's like, oh, like I never knew this was possible, and you know,
exactly.
Oh yes, it you know, and it is, and the best part about it is that I have discovered, because I know that, you know, I know there are several of the ladies that, you know, we are lifestyle. I have discovered that it has increased my ability with my real life subs. It has increased my ability to engage them on a different level than, you know, we used to be able to do. It pushes that mental edge that doesn't necessarily get as much quote-unquote action in real life as the physical.
That's true. You know, there's not a lady here, and I am so proud to say this, that LDW has, like Jim said, a very high standard. There's not a lady here that doesn't take the time to try to, you know, find out, okay, is this your fantasy? And if that's the case, like humiliation, you know, like you said, there's so many categories. And I will even ask, you know, just so we're clear, I don't want to misstep. So tell me, is this, you know, what you're looking for in this range? And then we'll go from there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places won't take that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no.
You're a number, you're served, you're done, bye-bye. Anybody can do that.
Yeah, I call those ooh baby places.
We're not like that.
You know, yeah, we don't do the ooh baby, that'll be $250. Bye, see ya.
There have been occasions where I've said, ooh baby, but I,
oh,
you know,
baby, yeah.
They're far and few between. I mean, I do, you know, if anything, doing this for a living, it has made somebody who is very sexually active, even more sexually active.
Oh, you
and,
too.
You know.
And that's a bad thing. Why?
It's not. Well, it depends. You know, if you have just one partner, you could tend to wear them out from time to time.
Oh,
I mean,
we
that's
must.
That's what batteries
yeah.
are for.
Seems like I'm running into the same issues.
honey, that's what batteries are for.
You're the one that told me last night, honey, again.
Battery. Get a Hitachi. Plug that bitch into the wall and be done with it. All right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or three or four of them.
Yeah,
you know?
It depends. But
that's
true.
So let me ask you this, ladies. Do you both write blogs on the subjects that we talked about tonight? Using humility.
Oh, yeah. I know I do. I know Sloan does, too.
I do.
Well, I know you girls do, too, but I just want everybody else to hear where they are.
My blogs pretty much tell you, my boys say that I have a split personality, and my blogs, definitely identify that. Because my primary blog is femdomphonesexcalls.com. And then you can also read about me on my other blog, which is sensualcocktease.com.
That's right. You do kind of have a split personality.
Yeah,
now,
I got this, you just never know which one you're getting when you call. That's
true. That's so true. My main blog, I have kind of concentrated on not concentrating on any one certain theme. Because I like so much, I have a hard time blogging about just one thing when, a topic on a completely different category pops up and I think, oh my goodness, I've got to, let me get this out there. These guys need to know about it. Mine's at femdom-domain.com. And, just kind of like Gemma, you don't ever know what you're going to read there. But I hope it'll be interesting.
Do you have any other blogs, Miss Sloan?
I am, technically it's yourmilfmistresses.com. And Mistress Vivian told me that I'm an honorary MILF, if not in real life, but that I definitely qualify as a cougar. So I'm there as well.
Nice. And, I think, the fact that you guys do talk about diverse topics on your blog is, pretty much what all of us do to a certain degree. My blog, it goes anywhere from, guided masturbation to mutual masturbation to cock-sucking sissy cum-eating whore. So, I like to talk about many different things. And it's nice when we have these conversations like we do where I can go, let me go read about how her style of humiliation or what have you, and then I can get a better sense of exactly. I think blogs are like a window into our minds.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And yeah. Okay, well, guys, honey, be careful. You don't want to wander around my blog without a map. You might run into something pointed. Just back up to it, baby. No.
That's true. I'll take that in good note there. I'm making notes as we speak.
Why is that note? So, Ms. Sloan, you said you worked during the day and Ms. Gemma works at night. What are your basic hours of availability, if you have them?
Right now, I am reliably doing Tuesday through Friday, without fail, 10 a.m. to at least 2:30. I am in the process, though, of actually restructuring my schedule. So that's probably going to change, even though I keep the base hours there. I'm looking to add more hours and hit the late afternoon. I might even meet Gemma up for one night. Who knows?
Mm.
And we already discussed that if they wanted to get you outside of those hours, all they had to do was email you. And Ms. Gemma, what are your basic available hours if you have them?
Believe it or not, I kind of split my day because my basic hours are I'm actually usually from about 10 p.m. And then I swing all the way through till about 5 a.m. I start on Sunday night and swing all the way through to Monday morning. And that's from Sunday night to Saturday morning all the way through. I'm the night owl. I'm the, I catch you just before you're going to bed, and honey.
And she likes English stalkers. Oh, yeah, don't lie. We know.
Oh, you're terrible. Yes, I have a thing for English accent, but the one that makes my toes curl would have to be a good Scottish brogue.
Oh, love Scottish. I do enjoy those accents.
Mm-mm-mm. They could read the telephone book for all I care. I just want to hear them talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, yeah.
I have this sweet little pet from Ireland, and when he calls, dispatch always says, he's got such a sexy Irish voice. So one day I told him, you know, the dispatchers swoon a little bit. There's one particular dispatcher, and he said, me, mistress? And I said, yes. He's like, I've never had a lady say that to me before. And I was like, well, you know, let you know. Obviously, if she knew about you, she probably wouldn't be so turned on by your voice. But, you know.
That's so true.
I know. You know, I have to be honest, one of the things that, and I get the feeling that every single one of us here has the same thing. One of the things that we love about our job is that, yeah, we get to hear your voices and we get to hear, you know, and to a certain degree, you know, we get to have our own little fantasies about those voices later on. Because
yeah.
We can put any body to that voice, you know.
Oh, now you're going to be crushing some hopes out there. That's kind of mean, Gemma.
I actually like to have them send me pictures. It's not about what they look like. It's about putting that voice to a picture. Because whether you're a handsome guy that's calling me or, you know, someone who might be overweight, it doesn't really play into the fact of how our relationship goes and how our sessions go, but it does help me to really mentally go to that place quicker. Like, I
right,
know
it
what
provides
you look
an
like.
Intimacy.
Why I love webcasts.
Yeah, I agree. You know, to me, and I will tell each and every new caller without fail, you know, if I'm asking you what you're into or what you like, I'm not asking you about your bank account, your life outside of this. I just want to know about you and what you're comfortable with. And I guess I need to start talking about that more. I don't want anybody feeling like I'm invading their privacy. I just want to be able to deliver what they're looking for.
Good point. I think that's a good point. I tend to be one, you know, after I've spoken to somebody on several occasions, I'm big on emailing with clients in between calls and such, so we tend to develop a rapport, and people tell me, you know, things about themselves that I don't ever even ask for. But in the course of building a relationship, and let's not kid, we do have callers that, you know, call, have a great time with us, and then you don't hear from them again until they call, so you don't build up quite as, you know, a stronger relationship, but it's not important.
I don't know. I think I like them. Well, I like them anyway, so, you know, it really doesn't matter, but each one has their own. The bottom line is I just like a challenge. Honey, if you challenge me, if you can catch my interest at any given time,
and you have her lucky charms, give them back.
You got to come and get them. I told you. keeping them. You got to come and fetch them.
But I think we also, you know, we have those callers that just call for the fun. But we, more often than not, I think the percentage is higher that we are actually establishing a relationship. I don't know about your ladies' clientele. I know about mine. And most of my clients are clients that I speak to on a somewhat regular basis, that we, you know, I've been here for over 4 years now, and they've been calling me for over 4 years or 2 years. And the long term, the relationship aspect of it, it, when it happens so naturally, it's just, I mean, you can't beat what we do. You can't beat what we do.
You can't. And the amazing thing to me about it is that I get to work with, of course, some absolutely amazing, incredibly wonderful women, and I get to meet and hang out with and play with, and, you know, guys that in reality probably I would never be in, you know, the position to be able to get to know. So my whole world gets, you know, expanded every day.
We never have 2 days that are exactly alike, do we?
Oh, my goodness, no.
No, not possible.
And no two clients are exactly alike. I don't care if they like the same exact kink and like you to say something the same exact way you say it to somebody else. They are all like snowflakes. They're all completely different.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That has got to be the biggest reason that I will stay with, where I'm at. Who wants to do the same job every day, same thing every day?
Say it. LDW rocks, okay?
Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding me? I spend most of my time looking at the list going, oh, man, she's freaking hot. She's hot. Ooh, and I, you know what? I saw her down
okay,
in Florida.
Okay, we are not your shopping list.
Oh, but you give me ideas, and that creates a shopping list.
Well, I think you're both awesome. Miss Gemma, do you have anything coming up in the near future?
You know what? I and Miss Sloan do have something coming up. We are kind of, I am collaborating with her. I know that she's doing the erotic fiction contest. And once that is done, beginning of May, we are actually going to be collaborating on bringing, for lack of a better term, kind of the same thing, except it's not going to be a contest. It's going to be, well, let's see where it goes.
It's going to be a surprise.
Yeah, we got a surprise
now.
Coming up.
You hear that voice? They have a surprise coming up.
That's right. Honey, I got a big surprise.
And we're right back to big cocks where we started off at, right?
Well, I mean, big cocks, you just can't beat them. Well.
Well, you can. Hopefully quite often, but that's beside the point.
Sloan, what do you have going on with you these days? Anything going on?
Other than having a lot of fun with the erotic fiction contest right now, that's got to be one of my major interests right now, is being able to write erotica and write the type that will actually draw you in.
And what is the title of your story?
Oh, my goodness. It's The Rise of Spring Fever, which says nothing about the story. It's a little bit sci-fi, a little bit supernatural, and a whole lot funny with a whole bunch of sex. I mean, you can't get better, so.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a whole bunch of sex. I don't care what other themes are there. All I heard was a whole bunch of sex.
That's right. Gratuitous sex.
And I happen to know that, not only is it a whole bunch of sex, but I also happen to know that, there's geeky sex.
Well,
and that is
I'm
always
a geek at heart.
That. Love that. All right, ladies, is there anything else you would like to include in this?
I'm good. I appreciate the chance to be able to play with Gemma with you, Mr. Sconsons.
Wonderful.
It's a lot of fun.
I had an absolute blast.
I'm glad the two of you were able to take time out of your hectic schedules. I know we're all very busy, and it happens to be, typically they wouldn't know the time, but I want them to know that it's 9 o'clock at night and I'm with Miss Gemma and Miss Sloan. Jealous? Maybe just a little.
And Sloan's naked. Just saying.
So thank you, ladies, very much. This has been a fucking blast. And, boys, you heard the information. You know how to get a hold of these two. I think everybody should put Two Mistress Call with Sloan and Gemma on their bucket list.
Better get a big bucket.
I was going to say, don't tell them it's a bucket list. Do they really want to go out like that?
Hey,
or we
they'll
just
be
call
smiling.
It a bucket list, Put them on your bucket list.
There we go.
That works.